Time now for technology news with the man who oozes gadgets and gizmos from his every pore. He's a bit of a transformer. Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective. How are you, Fevzi?
You oozes. Never mind. Okay,
well,
I'm well.
Exudes is the word, isn't it, really? Oozes you. Is probably a bit wrong, but anyway. But, you know, it doesn't stop me being a bit wrong, does it?
Some mornings.
Now, Fevzi, the big talking topic, of course, was in the news yesterday, and I think it came to us all from a clear blue sky. And I guess we're going to be experiencing this on the motorways in our area, which are the M25, the M3 and M4 at some point. The government's plan for driverless convoys of lorries.
Yeah, so this is a contract that's been awarded to a company called Transport Research Laboratory, and it's to test out vehicle platoons. So these are lorries, large lorries, predominantly on motorways, I think, where the head vehicle in the platoon has a human driver in it, but the second and third vehicles that are driving behind it will be the braking and acceleration will be controlled by the head vehicle, so it will send a wireless signal back to the others saying brake, accelerate, and it will match the braking and accelerating of the vehicle in front.
Is this going to work, Fevzi?
It will work eventually. I mean, they're having to test it. At the moment, the steering on these vehicles is still being done by human drivers behind because they haven't, you know, upgraded the vehicle sufficiently. I can see a number of problems with this. I mean, the benefits of it are that there should be a shorter distance between the trucks because the trucks behind will be able to respond more quickly than a human driver. So it should reduce the amount of space these vehicles take up on the road, but also that the vehicles behind should be in the slipstream of the one in front. So in theory, they'll save some fuel on the second and third vehicles.
And this, of course, is something that no human driver is recommended to do. Nobody should do. But when you've got technology keeping you, you know, kind of, what's that word, equidistant, then you can do it. So you can benefit from the aerodynamics of the thing.
Yeah, although on British, I mean, I'm not sure how well this will work on British motorways, because although this has been trialled in other countries, British motorways are fairly unique in that they have a lot more entrances and exits. And you can imagine if you've got a platoon of vehicles and you either need your human driver on the motorway and you need to exit and you can't because you're blocked by a convoy, that's not good. Also, what happens if you're in the middle lane, your car is developed a fault and you need to get onto the hard shoulder and you can't because you're blocked. I can see problems with this, frankly.
I can see problems. I mean, we've got a junction here that I use every day, and twice in the 4 years that I've been at BBC Radio Berkshire, I've overshot junction 8-9, which is for the A404, very important junction for a lot of us here. And twice I've overshot it because there have been multiple lorries in the left-hand side. I've been in the middle lane trying to get over into the exit lane. Yes. And because lorries have been there, I haven't been able to see that the junction was coming up. And I haven't been able to get off, so I've had to go along to junction 10 and go through Reading and then back up through Caversham to get here. So I think on motorways like the M4, this is not going to be as easy as all that.
I would just say, I think that if this comes in, it is at best an interim solution and a step on the way towards fully autonomous vehicles which don't need to platoon. And also, are other drivers even going to be aware that these are driving in platoon? How long before one of them tries to sneak in through the gap between two of them?
You know,
gets crushed.
I went to the home of the great BBC broadcaster James Burke last week. Now, he was a man who did science programs, is internationally famous. He's 80 now, but he's fantastic still. Did the Apollo coverage on the BBC, Tomorrow's World, and programs that made him a megastar. And we talked about the things that would be challenges for us in the coming, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. One of them is artificial intelligence, robotics, driverless vehicles, that kind of thing. And the other one is nanotechnology. Those two things are fantastic inventions, but they're going to be a challenge for all of us to handle.
Well, yeah, I mean, imagine when this technology works, you know, it's not just Uber drivers and taxi drivers that are going to be out of work. It's hauliers as well. The people who drive trucks for a living. I mean, it's the challenge is when automation takes over so many of the jobs. How are we gonna afford to pay people? And how are they going to buy the products that
we've had this debate before elsewhere, of course. And people like Michio Kaku, the very famous scientist who I interviewed about 6 weeks ago, said, don't worry about artificial intelligence, robotics taking people's jobs, because there'll be loads of jobs created programming the robots.
Yes, and how many of those hauliers will reskill to become programmers of artificial intelligence?
I think that's a very important point. Now, we've got to get to the gadget of the week now, Febzy, which is the Apple iPad Pro 10.5-inch. Do we need another version of the iPad?
You know, it's interesting because... So let me just say, this is arguably the best tablet ever made.
Big claim.
Yeah, well, you know, each iPad, all right, has to be a bit better than the last one, otherwise why do it? However... this hardware, in conjunction with the new version of their operating system, iOS 11, which launches in around September, October this year, together, these form an important step on the way towards the tablet being able to replace the laptop for some users. And we're not quite there. Well, some users, they can already replace their laptops because all they do is a bit of email, a bit of surfing. Many of us, it's not quite there yet, but it's an important step. So first of all, hugely powerful processor and graphics. And it can, when I say that, it can actually outperform many laptops in terms of processing power, even some of the MacBook Pros from Apple itself. Storage up to half a terabyte, 512 gigabytes of storage at
now,
the maximum.
For a little device like that, that is staggeringly good. We've got to remember that 3-4 years ago, you needed a big desktop to give you that kind of storage.
And don't forget, these then give you 10-hour battery life, not sort of 3 or 4 hours from a laptop.
And what about the bezels, Fevzy?
The bezels, I'm glad you asked me about. So the bezels are the frame. So the bezels running along the long edges are thinner than before, and why that's important is this is a 10.5-inch device, screen device, which replaces a 9.7-inch device, and yet the size of it is not appreciably bigger. Certainly the width of it is not
much bigger.
And
it's all down to reducing the bezels. You know, I'm going to stop calling you Febzy, and you talk about bezels every week. I'm going to call you Bevzy.
Oh.
Okay, so look, I'm sold on it. It probably costs an arm and a leg, though.
It's not cheap. Starts at $619, including VAT, and it tops out at £1,019. But even
a grand for a tablet.
Yes, but then if you're starting to think about replacing your laptop, then it's better. Because, as I say, when iOS 11 comes along, you've got some real benefits to it. For example, proper multitasking comes along, a filing system, so you can actually easily share files between apps, and it's got a dock like the Apple Mac has got a dock.
So
of,
now I understand,
on the bottom.
You know, we don't need those desktops that I rely on for all of the work that I do at home. In future, I can have something like this.
Yeah, people can do professional video editing on this device. They can run, well, in your case, they could run a recording studio, for example, quite happily on a device like this.
And all you've got to do is find £1,000 to buy one, which I think might be the stumbling block in my case. Febzy, thank you. It is the Apple iPad Pro 10.5-inch. How many Febzy stars?
4.5 stars out of 5. Expensive, but as I say, arguably the best tablet made.
In the world. The best tablet. Carlsberg ads years ago.
Probably. The best tablet in the world.
Firstly, if people want to get hold of you and ask you a tech question, you're always open to that. How do they do it?
I am. Come and say hello on Twitter. It's at Gadget Detective. Follow and ask a question if you'd like.
You're a wonderful man for getting up at the crack of dawn, Febzy. Thank you very much. Have a lovely weekend.
My pleasure.
We'll talk soon. Febzy Turkalb is ye Gadget Detective here at BBC Radio Berkshire.